Blog Talk Radio. jazzed when I hear that song. That means we're on the radio. Bonnie Albers on air with my co-host, the fabulous, the famous Susan Z. I just love Mondays and Tuesdays because that's when we rock and roll with everybody. And today's show is going to be so cool. I can't even sit in my chair, and I've only had 5 cups of coffee, girlfriend, because she won't let me have any more when I start the show. But anyway, today we're going to do...
What are you up to today? I have 5 or 6.
5 going on 6. But today we are going to do Akashic Records with Spirit Communication. And who I have here, you don't need to even, with any ado, my girl, Susan Z, she is the expert in opening your Akashic Records. And I am the expert in spirit communication, so you never know who's going to come through once those records get open. I just want to tell you who I am since I forgot yesterday, and I know once I hand it over to Susan, I'm not going to be able to. But I'm Bonnie Albers. I am. Hi, Sue.
Hi, sweetie.
Bonnie Albers. Hi, I'll get to you in 1 minute. I'm Bonnie Albers. I'm an RN, which is a nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant at LNC. I'm a counselor. I'm a therapist. I specialize in love, romance, relationships, and sexual issues. And the one thing I love that I really, really want to tell you that I am a spirit communicator. I love spirit. That's my life. That's my maybe death. No, that's my life. And I love it. I love everything about spirit. I love to talk, eat, breathe, smell, and get messages from spirit. So I just will tell you that today's show and every show that we can bring them through, I'm happy. And then I want to hand you over to the girl, the expert of Akashic Records, which is so cool because, I mean, they've brought so much healing to a lot of the people who have had them open, and I just love them. Susan, it's your turn.
Yes. I have a question for you, though, before I get to talking about me, is that why is it that every time that you say that I deal with all the counseling and sexual issues, why your voice goes up and you get so excited?
I do, because sexual issues to me are, you know, love, sex, romance, relationships. That's what makes the world go round. That's your heart chakra. Oh, well, maybe it's the second chakra, too, because you would know that.
Baby.
But anyway, but I know
remember,
what
I just went through that with a healing.
Yes, I know, and
it's
I got to tell
one.
You, all the men out there, you better hide your you-know-what, because I'm telling you, once you got that healing, you never know with Susan. But go ahead and tell me what you have to say to the people today, because I want you to get into the Akashic Records and I want you to tell everybody about the book that I channeled for you. And so I'm going to hand the microphone for only a short time to you.
Yeah, I did all the hard work and you got to, you know, channel it through the ethereal realm. Yeah, you got to. Easy part. Well, I'd like to say, first of all, say hello to all of our listeners today. I'm Susan Z. Rich, Bonnie's cohort in Metaphysical Fun. And I'm a third generation Akashic medium, which means that I interpret one soul journey. I have 18 years experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant. I'm also a life coach, holistic therapist, emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I am the written author of the published book, Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, available on Amazon.com. And I do give credit for Bonnie because she insists that she channeled the book for me, and then I got it and wrote it. So we'll just give Bonnie that because you might as well save your breath. If you come on the show
Thank
and you.
You
have a book, If you have a book, she channeled it for you, and you're just going to have to bow down to Bonnie's gifts and say thank you so much. Okay?
Thank you, Susan. Thank you.
You're welcome. I wrote the book to clearly show us how our higher self assists us in our life chapters through divine life coaching. You can read more about me and the book on my website, szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, W-H-I-T-E-W-I-N-G-S. You can also email me at szrich to schedule a reading to have your Akashic records open, or have an email, Skype, or phone reading. I'd also like to say this is the last week that I'm offering the special, started at Valentine's Day, that if you buy an hour reading, you can get an hour reading by buying a half hour reading on my website. You can either use it yourself or you can split it between yourself and another friend, and that does end this week.
Ooh, twosies. Oh, I love twosies. Twosies. That's what, you know, when we used to play Jack. Twosies. One for two. I love that. I do want to say, now that I've got the mic back, because sometimes it's hard for me to capture that mic back from you before we actually go into what Akashic Records are, is everybody can get in touch with me. Me. I'm Aries in the first. Not really, if you ask my astrologer, but I want to tell you all how you can get a hold of me. You can get a hold of me at balbers714@aol.com. That's my email. Just drop me a line. You can get a hold of me at Facebook, Bonnie Mosenter Albers. You know, send me a message. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you'd like to hear. If you can't get onto the show, and this is really important, and I've had, and you all know who it is, you are, that if you message me, give me your phone number, I will message you back and tell you when I will take you. So if you've waited over 2 weeks, please give us a shout and let us know, and we'll get you in. Also, you can reach me on Skype. That would be with you'd email me first. I'll give you my Skype name, and I can be reached by telephone, but that also is in my email. So everyone, we all are real accessible. We love our listeners. We love our callers and everybody in chat, and I want to shout out to chat. I appreciate you all being there. You all are so fun, and you keep my show alive, and I love you all. I do want to tell you, I've got a hostess, in chat. We just really adore her. She's funny. She's sweet. Well, she's sweet, and we love her. It's Curious Times. They're on at 10 to 12 every night, and your hostess there, or your radio host, is Chris, and she's fabulous. Listen to her. Hi, Chris. We love you. Okay, Susan, I've got to tell you, I want you to explain, please, about the Akashic Records. I'm so jazzed about this. I get warm and fuzzy every time I hear the name Akashic Records, and I'm so happy that you stopped saying Akashic, because it just didn't get through. But I just love the Akashic Records. Can you please tell everyone
funny,
why?
I don't remember saying it or stop saying Akashic Records. When did I do that?
You did that today, yesterday. I've been saying Akashic, and usually you follow with Akashic, Akashic.
I have to tell you, and I'm going to have to say it. I have to warn all our listeners that Bonnie has that effect on you. It's like no matter what you think you're saying or what you think you do, before you know it, Bonnie hypnotizes you, and you're talking like her, thinking like her, and she, you know, in a month's time, she's going to have me saying on the show, yes, Bonnie Albers wrote my book. I'm so happy to introduce that Steve Windows, the author of this book. I'm telling you, Bonnie, you're freaky.
Oh, you know what, sister? I'll always give you credit, because then you'll be the one channeling. But you're going to have to change your name to Bonnie Albers, because, see, your book says Susan Z. Rich. And, see, that's why I have you channeled it.
I know.
But I got to tell you, that book is is, I won't use the word, kick arse. There we go. It is so cool. It is the best book out there. I don't, you know, so many of my guests have written books, and they are all really, really good, and they're profound. They help people. Susan's actually helps me bridge the gap between, and many of them do, but this one is with my metaphysical and my therapy and counseling practice. When I lectured this summer in Vegas, I used her book. It will tell you what soul window you're in. You'll never forget. And, by the way, you'll see what soul window I'm in. I'm in the second soul window. I don't get out of it. So just kind of read the book, and you'll know exactly where I am. And if you all are in the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, you can know where I am. I sit right in the second. And I just love that because now you'll hear me ask people, how old are you? And they'll all look at me and go, why? And I'll say, because I didn't need to know what soul window you're in. Tells you a lot about yourself, a lot about who you're talking to. And I love it. So I know this is, you can get it on Amazon.com. It is not expensive. It's really written for everybody. I read it three times. And let me tell you, maybe that's a lucky number three, but I never read anything three times. So please get it because it is a fabulous book. Now, Akashic Records, before
Thank
we
you.
Leave time. You're welcome. Go ahead and tell everybody what Akashic Records are for anybody listening or any of our callers that don't know. And please also tell us why it's important that we actually see those Akashic Records and what they do for people.
I would love to do that, and I'm also going to add in, I have to say this because you always start the show of saying, I have to jump in there, like I used to say, I have to jump in there and make sure that I get to tell you everything about it, because once Susan gets started, it's like it's just hard to jump in. You know where I learned that from? Guess. It's like when you're on the radio with Bonnie Albers, it's like you either learn how to sink or swim. So I talk as fast as I can, get as much information as I can, because if I take a breath, I know you're going to jump in. And that's what makes you so adorable. So,
thank you.
All right,
I
will talk about the Akashic Records now. Uh-huh.
I love it.
Basically, what happens is that if you call in and once your Akashic Records open, the first thing that I want to say to you is that your Akashic Record is your soul journal that holds all of your lifetimes that you that you wrote for yourself.
Sister.
Oh, thank you. I've got a little bit of a like a dry throat going on today.
Talk more.
I have my little lozenges, so we're good. What I can see for you is the journey that you wrote in this lifetime. And under no circumstances can anyone open your Akashic Records. That is divine, that it belongs to you. It is your own soul sacred journal. And so what I do is that I ask you particular questions that resonate into a certain sound frequency. And when you answer them, basically what you're doing is that you are giving me permission to look into your life journal. And it's not like I read it per se, because I cannot actually interpret what I see on the scrolls or the pages. But what Spirit does is the Spirit gives me symbols. No, you can't, Bonnie. We've had this discussion before. I know you think you can, but you can't. And I know. The amazing thing, what has happened is that when Bonnie and I started doing this on air, what happened is that the first, second few times that we did it, what we discovered is that it also opened up a window for to be able to view past lives that contribute and you carry over emotional imprint, opening your Akashic records of what you're dealing with, but also opens up the spirit window, which Bonnie, you know, she's a spirit medium. They just flock to her, and they have all kinds of messages about your life, about things that maybe they want to help you with or you missed or whatever. So it's kind of like a threefold gift when you do look into opening the Akashic records. And there you have it.
But I love that. I love it, Susan. You are so fabulous. You're so cool. And I am so honored to know you and to be with you. I just get shivers every time. And I just love it. And I want to start. But I do want to say, everybody, it is Akashic. So Akashic, potato, batata, whatever you want. Both Susan and I will resonate with either. I love spirit. If anybody's coming, I'm going to grab them. I do want to tell you, though, and I don't know if everybody knows this about spirit communication. I can't make them talk. I just, if they're here and they have something they want to show you or tell you, they're going, I will capture it. I will take that ether and pull them in. But a lot of people will say, well, why didn't they tell me something? Why don't they tell me something? Sometimes they show me symbols. It's really because your life, and they really just want you to know they're there. And that's when sometimes you get symbols, but you don't get, like, big, profound messages. So please know that I can only bring through what they show me or tell me, and it's always just nice to know who's around you, and that's what's so cool. So, Susan, are you ready to take that first client?
Oh, I am.
Well, you know what? It's so weird because, you know, I said client because, you know, I'm a nurse, and besides that, I'm a counselor just like you. So we always said client. What I really mean is caller. So if I call you client, caller, you know, listeners, chat room, you know, it's all a endearing term, and we thank you for being with us. I'm going to take the first actually victim. No, I mean caller. We're going to take 516-516.
Oh, you slipped.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
I'm so happy we took your call. Who are we talking to?
Sandra from Centerport, New York.
Hi, Sandra. How are you today?
I'm doing lovely. I'm enjoying the beginning
Sandra.
Of your show. Hi.
Well, I am so glad because we love when people love the beginning of our show because we get very wordy, but we're just so excited to be here with everybody.
We get wound up. This is how we talk to each other every single day. And, you know, actually, yes. Sometimes we forget we're on the radio.
That's okay. I love it. I think it's great. I think you both have a lot of passion, and it comes through, and it's a lot of energy. It's very happy.
Oh,
I love that. And we are happy. So are you, I'm hoping you're wanting, did you have your Akashic record opened already, or is that what you're calling for?
I would love that. That'd be excellent.
We got our first victim. I mean caller. I'm right. I'm so excited. Okay, you go for it, Susan, because I'm going to listen and crawl right on up there. Go ahead.
Throw the door open and invite him in, Bonnie.
I'm asking him to come.
Okay, Sandra. It's Sandra, right?
Yes.
Well, the first thing that I want to ask you, so I know what soul window that you're in, is how old you are.
I'm 44, going to be 45 this week.
Oh,
Sandra,
well, happy birthday.
You know
thank you.
Did you know, Sandra, did you know she only says that just so she can figure your age out? That's why she really asked you. Soul window, she's not so much. It's she wants to know your age. I'm only kidding. Go ahead.
Look who's talking, who never admits that she's past 15. Okay.
That's right.
So you were in a double-digit year this year, which is a very powerful year always. and it kind of makes things a little explosive in life, either, you know, in a challenging way or sometimes good. But there's just a lot more energy in double-digit years. You are in a particular soul window actually coming out of kind of the tail end of it, or kind of two-thirds of the way. And basically what it is that this is the soul window that starts about 38, 39, somewhere around, and it's about facing your mortality, understanding that your youth is now behind you, that you look at life differently. This is the soul window when I got the infamous call from my daughter, I think she was maybe about 40, something like that, 41. When she made the comment about, like, I went to buy new makeup, and you know what the lady said to me? She said, oh, we have a wonderful product for women with mature skin. She goes, do you believe that? And so that's the window that you're... yeah. It's a shock. I mean, it is, you know, because, you know, we always think that, you know, hey, you know, we're going to read Cosmo our whole life. And then all of a sudden we pick it up and go, what the heck? Yeah. And
right,
we start moving to Vanity.
Cosmo. I
know.
I'm still reading Cosmo.
Honey, you're still reading Teen Beat. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. David, did you see that on my back? Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So this is the window that you're in, and it affects every single area of your life. It is basically you came out of a window before where all of a sudden you wanted to be a grown-up woman and everything that came with that. And now this is about facing your mortality. You're looking at, like, wow, I'm like, you know, and this always happens in this window. We start clicking down. This is the magic number. We start, wow, in 6 years or in 5 years, I'm going to be 50. What the hell? Yeah. And so it's a very profound awakening window of that we're not going to be here forever, that our youth is behind us, that we are now facing midlife, and you are very quickly moving towards what they call cry on return, which is midlife awakening, when the dreaming soul fully awakens, looks around, and says, you know, have I done what I came here to do? What needs to be done? So this is kind of like in preparation for that cry on return soul window. The next thing I want to ask you is, what do you do for a career, and what have you done in the past?
Well, currently, my last thing was sales, and I'm looking for something new. And I'd probably say management and sales most of my life.
Management and sales?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Management and sales of what?
Well, retail management for several years, and then I was just straight up sales of transportation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long have you been doing this?
11 years.
11 years. What did you do before?
The management of sales. The management of retail management.
Okay. Okay. I was a buyer for almost 17 years. That's what I believed was counseling and therapy, and I loved it. I thought, buy clothes, you know, what better therapy? And then I actually went back to school and to become a counselor in therapy. You know, so, you know, everything's baby steps, but, you know, retail's a hoot. And it's also very hard, too. Okay.
I loved it when I was in it.
Yeah, that's what most people say. They love it when they're in it, and then it's like it has a shelf life. You know?
Yeah,
and then
it definitely
when you're done, yeah, when you're done, you're done.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you say that your gifts are, and what do you like the most about yourself?
I think I have always a positive attitude. I do love to connect with people. I love to help people. I think that, I guess that's probably where I'm at.
Okay. Which question did you just answer?
I don't know.
Believe
both.
In that?
I think those are
you can't slide out that easy.
Okay,
either that is what you like most about yourself, or
what do
what
I like
you
most about myself? Okay, let's see. What do I like most about myself? I think I have a. I'm a very caring person, very caring and generous person to pretty much everyone that needs help.
Okay. How about you?
How about me? What?
How caring are you for you?
Probably not that caring.
Okay, that's what I wanted
myself.
To hear.
I'm great to other people.
Yeah,
I have a wonderful sympathetic heart, but I'm very tough on myself.
Yes, I can see that. And you're always kind of like putting someone else's needs before yourself.
Yeah, I definitely would put anyone else's needs before my own. If they really needed me, you know, absolutely.
Okay. Well, this is interesting.
I'm honest,
but,
too.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said I'm very honest,
She's honest.
Too.
She's
very honest.
Oh, I love
honesty.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love honesty because we're honest. We are really honest.
We can only say what Spirit tells us, and then we have to figure out how to say it. Oh, God, how do I say this? You know? And, of course, I have Archangel Michael that gives me messages, and Archangel Michael is an in-your-face kind of angel, and it's like and got a snarky sense of humor sometimes, and so it's like I go, oh, holy smoke, how do I say this?
You're bragging, so I get to say that I have Archangel Gabriel, and he's really sweet, and he's very healing. So I really think I'm more like Michael, but Angel Gabriel keeps telling me that I have to be more like him because otherwise I'd really fall off this planet. So go ahead.
Oh, I love that.
Well, more than likely you have Gabriel because they're trying to tone your ego down.
Oh, I don't like that. I love Gabriel.
Because Archangel Michael is like huge. I mean, huge. And it's like you don't need to be huge. You already fill up a room as it is. So, and I say this is the most loving energy as people know us together. It's like she's this tiny little petite woman, and she comes in like an elephant in a room, and it's just adorable.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. Now, the first thing that I saw when your book opened, which is interesting, and I'm going to have to try to figure out what was batons, okay, like musical baton, maestro's baton. That's the tool that you came in to use to do your journey, okay? But, you know, on the bottom part of it, which is, of course, the karma that you carry towards with you, is that there were black flowers, okay? But not dead flowers. They're not showing me dead flowers. They're like black orchids or black flowers.
Oh, I love that.
Now here's the messages that they're giving me about what your journey in life. The baton is rather obvious. If you look, you're a people helper. You've been in management. You like in your journey, you try to teach, you try to direct, you're like a spiritual cheerleader, okay? And you see someone that doesn't particularly feel that they are the best, and somehow you are able to get them to believe more in themselves. When you say positive attitude and a caring person, you're absolutely correct on that. That's part of the tools that you came in here to do this life, and literally to be to direct people into seeing more of themselves, to feel better about themselves, to lead them on a path of more joy and happiness and caring about themselves. Okay. Now, one thing. Good. I'm glad, because one of the reasons that I get these metaphors is that I made it very clear to Spirit that I'm a little dense, and it's like, don't be vague.
Oh, no, she's
I don't do vague well. And it's like, so,
dense,
you know, make the messages real clear.
I
feel
love
for
that.
On the
I mean,
highway.
Sometimes she has in here, but she's certainly not dense.
Well, you know what I mean. It's like, it's just like, don't do vague, because, I don't want to work too hard at trying to figure out what the heck are you trying to say to me here. So the baton, was pretty obvious about, that's the tools that you came in, and that's the tools of the heart. You have that wonderful ability of directing people in the light direction of when they're facing the dark. Somehow you manage to, instrument their life into turning the other way in all different avenues. And so that's why you immediately were drawn to management and retail and through all of that. Now, the Black Flowers is the imprint, the emotional imprint that you're trying to address using these tools. And what the Black Flowers represent is that flowers represent a beautiful creation of the divine. It is to look at, to smell, to enjoy, and to love. And the blackness, the black flowers of it, is that your inability to see that. Okay, and what this means is that you carry an imprint of bringing into past lives great sorrow. Okay, because these are lilies, black lilies. I finally figured out what they are. You experience
a
tremendous, but these are black lilies. Okay, and I don't know if there is such a thing as a black lily, but what it represents is that it represents a tremendous amount of death that you experienced in past lives, right? And the sense and the feeling that of being able to change that. To unable to tell a person how to, if you did this, this wouldn't happen. My sense about it is that I feel like that you were in the plague, okay, where everyone was dying around you, okay, and that there was a great sense of guilt that you survived. I mean, and so what in this lifetime, what you decided to do here is that you decided to come in and show everyone how to be in the light, how to be more joyful. And it's not like that you're clearing bad karma off. It's an emotion that you're trying to address of helplessness, of not being able to show others how to take care of themselves. Like being in a situation where you're trying to say, don't drink the water. The water is what's making you sick, and they do it anyway. Don't eat meat that's not cured, over 5 days old. It'll poison you. And it also feels like that you were midwife, that you were herbal healer, and there was this sense of being in a lot of lives in the Dark Ages, where teaching people how to move into the light, to take care of themselves better, to be a better manager of their life. You were a way shower, okay? And the sense of loss that you felt when you weren't listened to, okay? Does this make any sense to you at all?
Yeah, there is some sense of really emotionally connecting to what you're saying. Yes, I do get that sense. I mean,
I have something you can emotionally at yourself too.
Okay.
Are you going to let me finish talking here?
Yes, I am. I am going to let you finish, Susan. I just had to say that I do have a tongue still.
She'll just slip right in there if you let her.
I know. Sorry.
So, I know, that's funny. So, and the reason why I asked you is that, the issue about not making yourself a priority in this life, that everyone came first. It's like, because part of this life is that you're trying to learn balance of taking care of making yourself as important correcting, helping other people, because you had such a sense of loss in other lives and guilt through the fact of that you followed your own teachings, okay, and you lived,
right,
and no one else did around you if they did not follow it. So you're trying to learn how to direct and care for and teach other people, but still holding that guilt of making yourself a priority, which is what you're now getting ready to go into. And also, I might say, one of the reasons why you shied away from any sense of medical or holistic or natural.
Goodness, she's giving you a leeway of what you're going to go into, right, my sister?
Yes, yes. This little itch that you've got going on here about, your to change, all right? The reason that you kept this all under wraps is it because you made the decision that you just couldn't do it while you were trying to build a kind of a strength around you of like, I want to go in and I want to teach people and manage people and show people, but not anything about living or dying, anything else but living or dying. And then when I'm ready, when I have the maturity, which is as we move towards our 50th year, which is when most women and men too come into their own, it's full circle 50th, and that's when the divine self really starts, saying, okay, this is what you came here to do. This is what you want to address. And so what I'm seeing is that in the next couple of years, you're going to be drawn more and more to holistics, naturopathic. More than likely, you're going to go back and get teaching and schooling. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay. How long have you been by yourself?
How long have I what?
How long have you been by yourself?
Years.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's another choice.
Yes, I did have that. Yes.
Yeah, that's another choice you made, okay, because you lost a lot of partners through these lives, a lot of partners. And you decided that you were going to do most of this a completely different way. That will change for you, though. I'm hearing about 48, maybe closer on, maybe towards your 50th year. that a partner, a lifetime partner, is going to come into your realm. But you're now ready to do what you have done for lifetime after lifetime, and that is to care and to nurture and to teach. It is about the body. Okay, about the emotions in the body, how to be healthy, how to be well, how to be, care for this vehicle that this soul resides in. Do you have anything, any comment or a question?
You know, that resonates
once
with me.
Once I turn over to Bonnie, you know,
that,
it's over.
Yeah,
it really.
I just can't wait.
It really resonates with me because I have been getting into more natural products, more, oils, essential oils. I definitely am reaching out towards that, and I've always found myself just to be kind of a natural healer in a sense of, people through conversation, just being able to encourage people. I have a feeling for that, and I would love to make a job out of that, like being able to encourage people so that they do what they want to do in their life, and I think that would make me feel most satisfied.
Oh yeah, you're definitely, it hasn't hit you full force yet. Okay, 45, 46. It's going to hit like a Mack truck, like a train that is going at full speed, and literally your divine self is going. If you don't jump on it, your divine self is going to throw you on it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that because, I kind of left what I was doing because I just felt so disconnected to it, and now mm-hmm. I want to be able to get back out in the world and feel productive, but I'm trying to find my natural calling. And I think what we just spoke about really seems like my natural calling.
You designed it that way. You designed it that way. You were too raw, you had just experienced so much death that was unnecessary. Is what I'm hearing. If they would have just allowed you to direct them with those batons, then they would have lived. And the frustration and the sadness that you carried from one lifetime to another, because it was so obvious to you of what was killing them, and they wouldn't listen to you.
Very interesting. And
they do not listening to me. Hello.
Yeah, and probably several of the people that you tried to help are now sitting having tea with Bonnie.
Yes.
Waiting to talk to you. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. I think I'm going to burst out in just a second, and I will at the end give you some more time.
Bonnie, go.
I just yes, first of all, I did auto writing, which was before you actually opened up her Akashic Records. And then I get to see, because I get so involved in listening, that sometimes I forget I'm writing. So this is what I have to tell you, what was written, Sandra, before I even got into your Akashic Records. And by the way, I got to tell you, I love lilies, and black is my favorite color. So when I see black lilies, I'm like walking the walk there. But
they were beautiful, they just represented such sadness,
Yeah, sadness. But you know what? I mean, that's why, oh, my goodness gracious, somebody's here. All right, Sandra, here's what I got for you, girlfriend. You are very upbeat. This is what they were telling me. This is, and I'll tell you who was telling me in just a minute. You're very upbeat, but not so hot. That's what they said. So I knew that either you weren't married or you were divorced or whatever. You just are very steady. You're fishing for what to do next, and you're very earthbound but happy in your own way. So I thought that totally, when I was listening, totally described. And who was talking to me, which is so interesting, I have two people here. One is a man, and I'm going to say he's one removed. Is your father still on this earth plane?
No, he's not.
It's your father. And
okay.
The other one was a woman. Okay, and oh, my goodness. Oh, he's tickling my neck. Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
Bonnie,
you've got to stop that. I can't help it. I can't help it. Okay, and the other one is a woman, and I'm going to say she's two removed, which is either your grandmother, which, and I'm assuming there's a grandmother in spirit.
Yes, there is.
Your father said a very loving way, whatever you know you felt about him. He said she was my baby, and I loved her very much. Which I didn't have, I wished I didn't have to leave her early, what he said. And for some reason, he's showing me a needle. So I don't know whether he was sick or he had, at the end, they gave him a needle. I don't know, but he showed me a needle. So I'm not quite sure what that is. But he really, the heart connection for me was that he felt very sad that he had to leave you early. He knew, he felt you were, oh, my goodness, he's here with me now, that you were his baby. The grandmother came through, and she's sewing, and she's showing me like she's sewing buttons on something. And she has a very, very beautiful smile, so you'd know it was this grandmother. Or great-grandmother. I'm looking at it. It looks like a grandmother. And she is saying that you lit up the room when you came in, that all of your relatives just felt so calming when you were there. They knew that if they saw you, everything was going to be all right. And then, oh, my goodness, I can't even, oh, they said that you, and they held up all these hats, woo, like a lot of hats. And they said, you hold up many hats. So does any of this make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I am sorry if I made you sad, but your dad's here with me, and I just can't not give the message because I've always promised Spirit that I would give the message no matter what you felt or what your father felt towards you or you towards your father. I mean, I feel the love that he has for you in Spirit, and I can tell you that he is around you. So if he's around me, he's around you. Because, you know, that's and your grandmother's kind of removed a little. But I know she keeps showing me sewing. You know, she's sewing something. She used to sew.
Sewing with my mom, actually.
Okay, well, maybe it's your mom. But
yeah.
I see them sewing. And she had a very beautiful smile.
Yes. But, I mean, I don't think she would have showed herself as a grandmother because she died young.
Yeah, well, you know, when I didn't see her once removed, but I did see, like, I guess, was she sick or was she sick?
Yeah, she was sick. She had Alzheimer's. She had her early onset, actually.
Yeah, that's why she's showing me that, because her thinking, you know, when I was, you know, tapping into her thinking was of an older person. That's why I, you know, and usually that's Alzheimer's because, you know, I'm a nurse and I know about what age they get that. And when they get it young, they actually feel older because you think of that as an older disease. But
probably.
What I did see is, she said you lit up the room. That's how she felt about you. Whether you did or you felt you did, she did feel you did. And then all the hats thrown up, I love that. And honey, you had a lot of death around you in this life too, but you know what? You wrote this and you wrote it to karmically cleanse or karmically experience what you needed to hear on this earth. I know it doesn't always feel good. I know it doesn't always make sense, but you are going to take a cataclysmic change, and that's what kind of Susan was telling you, in the next few years, and you're going to have a lot to look forward to. So, Sandra, I hope we helped you out today. Oh, my goodness, I've got them both here with me. Is there anything maybe you want to ask them, and I see if I can get a message for you?
Well, geez, that was a lot of information. I'm still trying to process it. I guess I'm hoping that love will come to me sooner than later. I guess I'm ready for a partner,
well,
you know, in my life. So
you know what? Oh my goodness! As soon as you said that, both your mom and your dad threw all these roses at you. It was like all in once. There was white, there was pink, there was red. Like there was bunches just coming at me, and I love flowers, which means that they're looking and going, yes, 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 it's coming. So I would, and I believe this is going to be the love of your life, the one that comes. And
yes, and the reason I say that.
Got them here, and they're all here. Oh my goodness! And they just all are on top of me saying yes. But why they threw all the colors in is because it gives you everything. It gives you love, purity, and family. And I just love all of that. That means it's going to all be in this one man, and you are going to. This will be your love, and they are really, really excited about it. They see it, they know it, and they want you to know that they do, and they'll be watching. So I hope we've helped you out, Sam.
Yes, thank you, ladies, so much. It was wonderful. I cannot thank you both for all the lovely news and words of encouragement that you've given.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Sandra.
God bless.
Yeah, and please listen, and you too. Please listen to us. But we want to know when all the stuff changes.
Yes,
you know what?
I
want to know.
Yes.
Wedding.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you,
well,
thank you.
God
bless.
Thank you. Oh, my God, Susan, that was so wonderful. Oh, I just love it. I love when spirit comes at me, and when especially two of them. I got one from the left, one from the right, and then they were tickling my neck. So let's go to 713. 713, you're on with Susan and me. How are you, and what is your name?
Hi, ladies. My name is Candace.
Hi, Candace. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Hi, Candace.
Hi. I was wondering if I could have a general reading, please.
Well, I'm going to tell you that we're going to open your, if you would like, an Akashic record. We're open Akashic records today, and that kind of brings in a general reading for you. It kind of tells you about why you're here. So if that would be okay, we'd love to do this for you, Candace.
Okay.
Okay. The first, well, I will open your Akashic records, but we have to say, there's something particular on your mind. If you can just like bring that forward, that you called in about.
Is.
I mean,
pardon me.
I am so sorry. That's not for you. I'm going to say this out to the open, and I know Kelly is out there. I'm getting yellow blurps on my screen, Kelly. So I know this isn't part of the show here, but I don't know what they are, and they're with the callers. So if you could please let me know, write me in chat, and tell me what these yellow things are, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Now we can go.
Yeah, Candace, is it a love relationship or work or which one is it? What is it?
I think it's love.
In love, I'm not in a relationship. Kind of like work, where I should be going.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
I take that as a.
Yeah, Spirit said that to ask her what was on her mind, and I'm not really sure why, so we'll just see how it unfolds. How old are you, Candace?
I'll be 55 in June. So I'm 54.
Okay. You're moving into a double digit year. Actually, you're in your double digit year, which is always very powerful, always challenging, always a little bit more movement and exciting than other years. You're also in Cryon Return. You've been in it for probably maybe 7 years now. And what Cryon Return, of course, is when the dreaming soul fully awakens, looks around, and says, am I doing what I came here to do? Am I happy? Is this working for me? Are there things that I put on the back burner that I should now be addressing? Are there emotions that are buried within me that needs to be cleared out? Because as we move into cry and return, basically the whole point of the soul window opening up this wide and us being in direct contact and direct life coaching contact with our divine self is so that we can remove from our energetic pattern any negativity, any doubt, any feelings that are left over that we came here to address, so we don't have to carry those emotional imprints on to the next life. This particular soul window for you has been what I feel is pretty intense, okay?
Yeah.
And you've got maybe about 8 more years of it, okay?
Oh,
it's pretty big. Yeah, I know. but not like this.
We
okay. I know. Yeah. I can feel that the energy of, like, you know, if I have to go through 8 more years of this, it's like, what's the point? Okay. But it's a wrapping up, okay?
Okay.
Because you have a really, really sharp mind. Okay, very sharp. That's your finest quality. It's also your Achilles heel, is that you overthink things, right? And
worry.
Yeah.
Oh, you must have
yeah.
my mind then. That's why I don't overthink them. I just think. So, yeah, you must have my mind. I'm really a sharp mind, too.
question after question after question that are unanswerable. Which is like
mm-hmm.
sometimes make you feel like that you're, you know, a little hamster in one of those wheels, okay?
Right.
And right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you a few more questions, and I think I know why Spirit wanted me to ask you what was on your mind, because it wasn't any particular about a subject matter. Is that they wanted me to see how your mind worked, okay?
Okay.
So. What do you do for a career?
Right now, nothing.
You have a nothing career?
I have a nothing career.
Okay.
Does that
mean that you're out of work, or that you quit, or that you're?
I haven't worked for like 13 years.
Okay.
So you
just stayed home to take care of kids, or
well, help and take care of the house and the pets.
Okay. Okay. And what
I
did you
love
do before?
That's why I said a chia pet. No, I love that, because, you know, people think that that's not a job, but it really is. I mean, if you went to Oprah,
it is.
Yeah. And so
yeah.
Don't think that's not a job. If they say that if you're just living in your house and taking care of things, that you should make $65,000 a year.
So you are a homemaker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What did you do before?
Pardon me?
What did you do before?
I worked in factories and fast food restaurants.
Say that again.
I worked in factories. And restaurants, fast food.
Okay. Okay, so you were like a server?
A server, yeah. I worked in a meatpacking company for a few years.
Okay. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
All righty. Okay. What would you consider your gifts and the things that you like the most about yourself? Give me your gifts first.
My gift is taking care of my animals. I'm kind of like a beacon for stray kitty cats, and I like
mm-hmm.
to crochet.
And what do you like the most about yourself?
I guess I'm outgoing and like to talk to people.
What was that?
Outgoing and like to talk to people.
Okay. Do you have a lot of friends?
Yeah. But not around. More like internet things.
Okay, so what I'm going to ask you, do you have instead of internet friendships?
Oh, okay.
Do you have...
Well, we moved to Houston, and all my friends are up in the Midwest. We haven't really made any.
Okay.
Friends down
all right,
here.
So you yet. Yeah, so you're away from your friends, and do
away
you have any friends that you have any friends in the area that you can actually touch?
No.
Okay,
no.
Right. Okay, that's what I want to know.
I know, okay. I have that down here too. You know what, sister? We're just too much alike. Go ahead.
Yeah. All righty. Okay. You have. When your book opened, okay, I'm oh God,
this is gonna be a long one, isn't it?
No. I'm trying to figure out what the heck they're showing me here. Okay, the time on the top. Okay, your tools. And what you're dealing with life with, Ben. They're showing me a bed. A mattress, okay, a beautiful, fully made-up bed, okay, and then on the bottom, which is, you know what I'm getting at, right, Bonnie? Okay, and it's like, and then what you came in here with imprint, okay, to address is that there are, it's like in the war, in trenches, okay, they had they made these spiky things that so that if you got too close to the trenches, you would fall on these spiky things. Okay. That's your imprint. So here's what I'm going to tell you what your life is about, and it's like, and you have questions about your relationships and work and things like that, but you basically in this life drew what you call a free pass, all right?
Yes.
And it's you're not here to
rule the world.
To make a great difference, okay? You're here to be of service, okay? To be of service to yourself, all right? Your karmic imprint is about healing. That's it. Bottom line is that whatever your past life when it was jagged, it was hard, it was dangerous, it was not pleasant, okay? And and what this lifetime it was about is that not necessarily a perfect, you know, hearts and flowers, la 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 la, you know, of course,
right.
Not,
yeah.
Because you have a lot of emotional scarring, okay. And what you came in to do here is that physically, that you would just kind of coast along in life. Now, and there are a lot of different definitions of coasting along in life. Right? It's not really pointedly saying, I'm going to be this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to have this. That's not your imprint at all. You just kind of go along and be there, and whatever comes up, it's like you have friends, but you keep your friends at a distance. Okay.
Yeah,
and it's like, and there's a reason for that. It's like, because this is a healing journey for you. Okay. And when and friends muck up healings.
Yes,
families,
they do.
You
they
know,
want all the healing from you. That's
they
the
do.
I love it.
Even family, when you are in a healing process like the way you are in this life right time, they got their issues and their problems and this and that, and they want to unload them on you, and they want to talk, you know, and everything. You made sure that you could control that through your whole
right.
life. Yes.
Yep, so very young.
Yeah. And it's like,
I love him.
Yeah, it's because of healing, total emotional and physical healing. You got a free pass this time. And how long have you been married? You've been married long enough to can't remember how long.
We've been together for, this year will be 16 years. We've been married, maybe 11.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not long, honey.
No, she's talking to 34 years here with Bonnie. So, you know,
yes,
she looks at you
like, yeah, well,
but, you know, this marriage, is this your first or second?
This is the second.
The second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 16 years with this one and 13 years with the first one.
That's what the spirit was saying. It was over 20 years, but it was split. So
mm-hmm.
You know, you have been married a long time. It's just not to the same man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So,
right.
And what your relationships are about is like, don't make too many waves. You know,
okay.
It's like, yeah, I mean, and you know, the upside of that is that not too much is expected of you. The downside of it is that not too much is expected of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You understand that?
You're bored easy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, in the answer to both of these questions that you had, I've just answered them for you. We don't even have to. You don't even have to ask them. This is a free ride for you, so you take the easiest way out because that's what the easiest way for you. You don't think that you have to go out there and, you know, well, you know, I should, and yeah, it's I must. Or, you know, well, you know, maybe, you know, other people, that's not your ticket this time. You've had enough in past lives of imprint. You carry an underlying sadness, okay, that you're still trying to release. You're still trying to
release that. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, you carry your heart on your sleeve. So you designed it so that no one could get too close to you to do any kind of real emotional damage for you because you're healed to hear. You're here to heal.
Okay, sister, I know that. I have to say this because this is what's going on. Everybody in chat wants that ticket. So, girlfriend, if you want to sell that ticket to anybody in chat, I can ask if anybody wants to buy.
Yeah, here's for chat. Everyone gets those tickets now and again. All of us do. Everyone gets to be Beyonce. You know, everyone gets to be a big famous star. You know, Bon Jovi. We all get it. And she earned it. Candace earned this in a horrible way. I mean, raw. She was raw. And this is only her first life of healing. She more than likely, from what I can pick up, she may have even maybe one or two more lives where she just coasts. I mean, you know, what's this, you know, Margaritaville, you know, type of thing. You know, truly, you maybe got one or two more lives where you're just going to have an easy life in order for you to heal the emotional scarring. And you know what I'm talking about. You feel it. There's just something that doesn't.
And for this life, I've even had a lot of emotional and healing to do, too.
Mm-hmm. And you have bad dreams?
Pardon me?
Do you have bad dreams occasionally?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Okay. That's part of your healing process. They're trying to heal the memories in dream time. So,
okay.
Do you have a question before I unleash Bonnie on you?
No.
Well, Candace, you can't even ask a question because I'll tell you. First of all, I do have to tell you that you have
the chance. Too late.
I know. It's so funny that Chia Pet kept coming through. Chia Pet, Chia Pet, Chia Pet. And a Chia Pet, you know, I don't even remember the last time I talked about a Chia Pet, but I'm kind of starting a craze now. But Chia Pets are somebody that stands kind of, you know, still watching everything, but yet still has life growing from it, which is such a beautiful picture for me. Oh, thank you. Because what they said about you is this, and when you were talking, it was like the opposite of what you were saying. So they were saying that you are you're quiet and you're a loner. But really what they're showing me isn't quiet loner because you don't get along with people. It's this void that you have from the outer shell to the inner shell, which is really, you know, Chia Pet. It stands, it watches, it doesn't move very far because it can't because it's, you know, what, ceramic, but you have beautiful life growing from it. So, and you're not able to open up to new peeps like you
That's
think.
True.
You think, yeah, you think you have, you know, but you really don't. And that's why you have you love the internet so much, really, because, and really that's healed a lot of people too, because you don't have to face or show what your emotions or what you're doing is. And that's what they're showing me. And the bed that you had there, which I love, was just like coasting. And I saw the bed. I know what it was for. And I will tell you that where I wouldn't want to have lived all the things you lived, because, see, I was Cleopatra. I mean, think about that. I didn't die very nicely either. But, I at least was killed by an asp. And not a you-know-what, but an ass. I didn't have that great a life there either. But, yes, before I killed myself, I actually was a queen. And so I understand what a coast in the past is. I keep asking why I'm not Lady Gaga. And Susan keeps telling me because I was a can-can girl. But one day I will be Lady Gaga coming back here. And I'm going to be happy, just like you will be. Something coming up, even if it's 3, 4, 5, 6 times you come back, if you choose to come back, you're going to be a vibrant light, because all of this sadness and all of the, I've got somebody here, all of the angst that you have releasing and just living,
this was a sacrificial life. Lifetimes.
Yeah.
This was not about that, you know, oh, you wanted to experience violence or whatever. No, this was a sacrificial thing that you made in terms of growth for others and growth for your soul. And this is when you get a free pass. It's like when you experience this kind of emotional barbed wire pain, violence, and everything, and you've created it in terms that's the experience that you want, then, you know, you just work it off. But this was and I don't know what the details of it are about, but it's like this was a sacrificial choice, and that's why you get a free pass to Disneyland.
Susan, I have an ascended master here with me. Oh my goodness gracious!
That's what I mean.
I have an ascended master. He's got a cross. I don't know if you saw this, but he's got a cross. He's got an outfit with a it's like robes with a I don't like the word cross, but it's a thing. And he is saying it's a he, and he's got long black hair. And he's saying he's in a purple robe, so it's some type of a master here. He is saying that we appreciate to please tell her. I've never had this happen to me before. To please tell her that her sacrifices were not in vain. Oh, and that we appreciate the sacrifices that she has made, and we will accommodate her always. So that is from that is from an ascended master, straight from my. I'm telling you, he's standing here with me. I can see him as clear as day. So I'm in awe, and they know.
I never say his name right, so please, in chat room, you know, forgive me.
Yeah.
If you can phonetically spell it.
It's so breathtaking. It's just amazing. And he just wants you to know they are standing with you. So I will never ask him to step back. He is just going to fade, and I am going to tell you that this is really a cool thing for you, honey. And no matter what you do, just know that they are with you and appreciate what you, your sacrifices. And then I'm done because I can't get. Oh my goodness gracious! Okay, I'm okay. All right, I've got it. Okay, that's the first time I had one come through. So,
Molly, don't even tell us what happened.
Is my dad there?
I'm going to tell you that with this ascended master, that's the one that came through, and I'm just so shaken up right now about this, I wouldn't even be able to concentrate to bring him through. So, they kept bringing me the Chia Pet. I understand the Chia Pet, and when an ascended master comes, that's really all you need. I mean, that's really all you need. Right, Susan?
Yeah, so, that would be about it.
Yeah, that's pretty big. I'm sweating all over here, and it is a beautiful sight. So I am going to tell you that I probably am going to shake my head here and get everything straight. Okay,
maybe.
I'm good. All right. All right, Candace.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck. Go buy a Chia Pet, because that's what they keep showing me.
Well, I have.
Thank
well,
you, Candace.
I'm like a beacon for stray kitty cats. So I have like lots and lots of kitties around.
Well, the Chia Pet doesn't take any food except water. So think about it, because then you'll remember to read.
Oh, okay. Now I got it. Okay.
Yeah. Look it up on
that's
the internet.
That's just a minute.
Okay. Thanks.
Easy peasy.
Okay. Here we go. Wow. All right. I am going to take the next caller. And the next caller
is on the clock.
Oh, my goodness. Susan, that was just so wonderful. It just was like it came right at me. I mean, right at me in the front of my face. I mean, I can't see him.
Yeah, this is the first time that happened to you. That was so cool.
Yeah, that is so cool. I mean, he's not sitting here where I could touch him like what I want to do. It's right in front of in front of my eyes, that mm-hmm. And he came straight at me. So thank you. Okay, I'm going to take 0119. 0119, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who are we speaking to?
Oh, this is Luke Goulet from Southern California.
Hi, Luke?
Yes. I'm on Skype. I just want to make sure the connection's right.
Okay, Luke. Luke, do I know you?
No, I don't think so. But Kelly had me call in.
Oh, we love that. I know a Luke from Southern California. I couldn't hear you real well. So, and he's a therapist, so that's why I'd asked. But I'm so glad you called in. Luke, how can Susan and I help you today?
Yeah, so I just wanted to have you to have my records.
Yes. We'll do that for you, Luke, because you know what? I love saying Luke. Luke Skywalker, Luke. I love that name. Okay, Susan.
May the force be with you.
Yeah, he's in school quite a bit, yes.
Okay, Luke, the first thing I want to ask you is how old you are so I know what soul window you're in.
I'm 50 years old.
50?
50.
50, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm only 15, Luke, so I don't know you.
Well, you know, if you listened before, had been listening, you understand that a 50 is a very, very powerful kind of a full circle year, as all 40, 30, 50. But you have just stepped into your Cryon return soul window, which means that probably in the last year or maybe year and a half, so no more than two, life has kind of presented a lot of unusual questions for you. I don't know if it feels so much like that your life got turned upside down, deeper meaning of life questions seem to have come up, and it feels like that it was due to exposure to someone or something that you thought the rules were always. What's that?
Thank you, Luke. I knew you'd get it. Asbestos. That's okay.
Oh,
I just had to do it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We're going to do that whole theme. Okay. It was intentional, and basically what happened is that in your 49th year, which is your 50th year actually, you got rewired. And your thought process changed, your feelings changed, your emotions changed. Some of them subtle, some of them very profound. So you're in a pretty intense year. It's going to get, I don't want to use the word worse because that's not what the point I'm trying to make here.
Okay, we're always positive.
Yeah, you're moving into the next two or three years where, you know, the scene where in Skywalker where it's like, I am your father.
That's kind of the
revelations. Yeah, the revelations of like, well, you know, I saw a movie of like, oh, big, you know, a big secret. Darth in German means father. You know, like, or Vader, or,
it's
yeah, hard. Darth, and, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. And it's like, so it's okay. That kind of, like, holy crap, you know, I thought things were this way, now they're this way. So very, very profound, and you are a light worker, so, you signed up for it, but it's all good. It's all good, okay? The next thing I'm going to ask you is that what do you do for a career now and in the past?
Yeah, well, I have a grand mission. My gift is a spiritual cleanser. I cleanse real estate. I cleanse acres of land. I did my largest project was 20 acres here in Southern California, which was infested
you know
with
what,
negative
Luke?
Energy.
Do you know what,
what,
Luke? I said asbestos. Now, why did that pop out of my brain? Now, I mean, you know, think about that. Not that it's a spiritual, but asbestos would be poisonous in buildings. Mm-hmm. So really, it might be showing that you're clearing space and energy and cleansing them. And you know, asbestos is poison. Isn't that funny?
No, I said I didn't mean asbestos infested. I mean, infested with a negative energy, I mean, with spirits.
Yeah,
not asbestos.
I know exactly. Yes, I know that. But what my when I was talking asbestos.
Okay.
So it was a signal to me. So that's pretty cool. You cleanse, you know, and asbestos would be poisonous. So it's not that you would clean out the asbestos, but that was what they were.
Okay.
So
I misunderstood you. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what light workers do, is that they cleanse negative energy and move things into lighter and lighter realms, which is exactly, you know, however it is that we choose. And how long have you been doing this?
Well, you know, what happened, I had a rare experience. I crossed over. I crashed my Mustang into a tree, and I died, and I had all these spirits across the street looking at me. And then shortly after that, the mountain opened up, and all the spirits showed themselves in the mountainside, took a photograph, went into another dimension, and I'm still kind of over there right now, and it's still sucking my energy, and I'm having little problems with that. And if you like, I will share some pictures with you. I'll get your email, and Kelly has my email, and I'll share all that with you if you like. But anyhow,
How long ago?
This was 12 years ago, so I've been kind of battling that for about 12 years now. So, I took that feed about, I mean, it was about 20 acres. All that energy from Southern California just fermented on the base of the mountainside in Southern California. Mm-hmm. So just from the beach, mm-hmm. 60 miles of all that energy just sat on the base of the mountain, just sat there and I just swept through that area and cleansed that area. So. It was pretty heavy. So,
okay.
Yeah, so
Since this happened, have you felt like that your energy patterns have been disrupted?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I wasn't prepared for doing this. What happened?
Well,
no one taught me.
Just a little early. That's all. But here's the deal. Somewhere along the line, you agreed to jump off a cliff for a particular reason to get raw, okay, and versus of going into it with ease and grace. And maybe I can see that when I open your records, why. What do you consider your gifts?
Well, I'm here to heal the planet. That's what my gift is. I'm trying to get some money together to put a website together to, go like in Beverly Hills and Hollywood and do the stars homes and, alter their electromagnetic field around their homes. That's what my gift is. So that's what I'm trying to do.
You are cool. I love that.
Oh yeah, definitely. And what is it that you like most about yourself?
I'm a people person. I like exchanging energy with human beings. I'm in sales, and I talk to a lot of people, and I really enjoy that. That's my gift. I like the energy fields. Basically, I like that. I communicate with spirits.
What kind of spirits you communicate with?
With orbs, plasma charges.
From this dimension or from interplanetary?
Other dimensions, I astral project to the universe, and
Can you bring some back to me, please?
Oh, honey, these aren't like your Uncle Joe. Let me tell you. This is something entirely different here.
I travel through space a lot,
Yeah. Okay. The good thing about what's getting ready to happen for you, okay, is that for whatever reason, all right, and we don't know what we were thinking when we wrote our journal, okay. The one thing that I see that runs through everything is that you are impatient, okay, and that you have a kind of like a let's see how it unfolds, an easygoing type of energy, but underneath there's an impatience to how, where, why, what, all right. And when your book opened, it opened up with all of these question marks, okay? They just came out like a magical, like a Harry Potter kind of thing, question mark, and then exclamation points, okay? Those are your tools, all right? What it is that you're trying to address with this is that what they did is they showed me, and I'm not familiar with this, so I cannot tell you what I'm looking at, but they showed me some kind of solar system that is not ours, all right? That I do recognize, that it's not our solar system, all right? So what this kind of tells me here is that what you're trying to address here is that I think that you're a new kind of a novice in this particular dimension, especially on Earth, and basically hit this arena and kind of chose parents that went, that you thought they got you, but then, you know, you're thinking, what does Stork drop me in? What the hell? I mean, you know, why did I get dropped here? You know? And it really wouldn't have made any difference what family you would have chosen. You don't think like us. You don't think like anybody.
Like Kelly's the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just you're just different doesn't even encompass it. Okay,
yes.
So the question marks and the exclamation points is that you basically made the commitment to come down, and you are right, to heal the planet, all right, to make a difference, all right, and when you became aware, fully aware, when all the chips awakened on you, it's like this is when this out-of-body experience happened to you. I'm not really sure. It feels like almost like a message was saying that we're running out of time, okay? And you volunteered to be supercharged, okay, versus of, you know, slowly awakening and everything, that you would create a situation where you would be taken out of body, brought back home, plugged in, everything, the whole program rebooted and started, then sent back here, and you know, and all of a sudden look around and go, oh my God, this is a disgusting place. You know?
Yeah,
what
primitive
was I thinking?
Is what I'm picking up.
Yeah. Yeah. What was I thinking? And this is kind of where you are. At the moment, and what's getting ready to happen is that from now until the age of 55, you're going to. Have you written any books yet?
No.
No,
oh,
I have to channel.
Sure.
I have to channel.
Yeah, well,
let
Bonnie channel the books for you. It's really easy. All you have to do is write it. Okay. Well, what's getting ready to happen between you now and 55 is that you are literally going to be fed information of do you write at all?
A little bit. I mean, I have a book in my mind with my experiences.
I'll channel
you know, with all
it for
this
you.
Paranormal and all my...
we'll keep in touch with Bonnie. Bonnie will be the channel for you. What's getting ready to happen here is that all this information is going to start being downloaded on you. That's what the wreck was about. It was I can't tell you why you chose to do that, but all I can hear is that we're running out of time. We're running out of time. We're running out of time. And this has to be done. It has to be started. Whatever it is that you're getting ready to. Yeah. And environmental, you know, I know what you're doing, you're the asbestos cleaning, but in the next 5 years, you're going to get really involved in some kind of environmental cause that I believe has to do with free energy. Cleaning up our oceans, you're also. It feels like that you're also going to find that I'm hearing whale speak, there something about that you're going to be drawn towards listening to what the whales have to say to you, because they are part of your coding, your genetic coding. You are really weird, okay? I got to tell you something, Susan. I've never read for anybody like this. It's like, oh, you're from another planet. You got whale energy. You know, it's like, what the hell?
Wait, I can communicate with him. I can communicate with him because remember I told you
that
doesn't surprise me
at all.
Yes. I'll tell you because when Laura Purette was here, and I want to remind you that she's coming back on the 12th of the second week of March, and Luke, you really need to have her talk to you because she had whale. Remember when she was talking to me, in there was whale. So, see, I talk well, you talk well, we could talk well together.
Oh, mm-hmm. You're going to have a picnic. Wow, okay.
Yes, but so, I'm telling you, Luke, you need to go back and talk to Wayne with us.
Yeah, do you understand what it is that I'm trying to get across to you?
Well, I totally understand what you're saying. Yeah, totally comprehend.
Okay, and so in the next 5 years, everything that has not been answered for you, that you feel like that you're overloaded and short-circuited at the same time, but yet also in stagnation, that's all going to change in the next 5 years. The information, the messages, the communication, the reason that you're here is just going to come flooding in. And if you don't write, make sure that you get someone to help you.
Me?
Yeah. You want to help me?
You don't write. You talk.
I channel. You know what, Luke? I am going to work on this. I'm going to give you energy to channel the book because then I have to have my name on it because, you know, or you have to at least dedicate it to me because, see, I channel it. I can't prove it, but that's what you're going to have to do for me.
Yes.
So
she's going to send all that whale energy to you, you know?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'll give you some credit. You'll have some credits in the book.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions and anything I've said to you?
Yes. Well, what I'm kind of getting, you know, my psychic abilities, I'm kind of thinking like the aliens are using me as to download information to send back to them.
No. Other way around. No.
They're not using me?
They're basically what it is that you're being rewired and awakened so that they can download information to you.
Okay.
This is about it's like you came from a planet of mostly water, okay? When you awakened on this planet, okay, I mean really truly awakened in this planet, which is what happened with that wreck, okay, you basically felt like that you came out from a coma and woke up in a garbage dump.
Yes.
Okay. Where you come from is going to try to change that for you so that you understand what you need to do. Because there was, during this period, when this serious, serious situation happened for you, you didn't want to stay here. You wanted to go home.
It's like Kelly. Mm-hmm. You need to get together with Kelly.
Yeah.
Luke, I'm not kidding. I mean, I might be, but I'm not kidding. Because Kelly, if you heard hers, she doesn't know what she's here for because she's so intelligent that she, like, they dropped her here. And she's like, you know, she thinks, you know, that, you know, wow, really she shouldn't be here. She should have, you know, this was too primitive of a planet for her. And what's really cool is that's what I got for you, too, that, yeah, you came down and you did all that stuff, but that what you are looking at is you didn't want to come here. This is what was downloaded to me. It's too dense down here for you. You don't like the feeling of it. It's like your skin crawls, and you feel like this is too primitive for you, that for whatever reason, what you're here for, and you know what you're here for, you don't really like the journey. But you had made a commitment,
yeah.
But you really wish that you had gotten more of a cleaner, more of a airier, more of a more intellectual, I hate to say that because we're all intelligent, a planet. Well, guess what, Luke? No,
okay.
Came down to here. So that's what I got. And the truth of the matter is we all find each other, which is too cool, don't you think, Susan? Like Susan and I found
Absolutely.
Each other. And ever since, yeah, and really, I'm going to tell you that when I was downloaded by Laura Purette, when she was on my show, I asked her how, you know, she worked. And she, you know, I talked to her before the show, and she started, I said, go ahead, and she says, do you want anything healed? And I said, no, you know, I would save that for everybody else, but show me how, you know, what you do. So she said, okay, we're going to work with your higher self. And there were whale noises in there, whale and dolphin. So I'm sure back in my DNA strand, and back, I'm sure all of us, but back in my DNA strand, I was somewhere speaking whale. But what is cool is she's coming back on the show, Luke. Get with Kelly because I think she's coming back. I have the paperwork here. She's coming back March 13th, 1 to 3. You really should get her for a healer and see what languages, past lives that you have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that cool?
Wow.
Yeah. So I just have to tell you that that's what I got. I mean, there is no, especially with the cosmic energy here, there is no, the message that I got is really from the cosmos, and that's what they're telling me, that what Susan was seeing and saying and everything is just, I could visualize the whole, you know, because I look over everything, and it's funny that you, if you were in your other self in different realms, this would be offensive to you, is what they're saying. This is offensive to you, but you're doing this as a mercenary. You're really doing this as a mercy. They've asked you to come here, and you're such a helper. You're such a, you know, your soul is so a giving and so light and so, they keep saying ecological, whatever, that you did decide to come here and you did decide to help save this planet. And that's what your mission is. But it's like it's offensive to you, you know, your other self, your other, all your other DNA strands. So I do have to tell you that that's what I got for you.
Yeah.
Got any questions?
Yeah. No, you're right on. You're right on. All I got to say is have Kelly share some of my pictures with you.
Oh, I so want that because, you know, I resonate with spirit. I want spirit everywhere. And I want to see those spirits in the mountain. I don't know why they're not coming to me. I want you to bring them to me. If you could just switch over your brain just a little bit, stick it on over to me, then maybe I could, like, see them as they're running up that mountain. See, I see it remotely. I see it behind my eyes. But I really want to feel
just
it. I want
just
to, like,
send them an invitation.
Yeah. Well,
I did.
The whole mountain
from Bonnie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole mountain became liquid, and all the spirits showed themselves there. So.
Wow, that's so cool! I can't wait to see any pictures. You're a cool guy, Luke. I knew you were with the name Luke. I mean, who couldn't be named Luke and not be from the sky? I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Skywalker. Oh my goodness, you are so appropriately named.
We
hope we helped you out, Luke.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, both of you. Okay, well, you have a great day. God bless you both.
Thank
you.
Bye bye. Listen, may the force be with you, and I mean that. It's not like a joke or anything. I do mean it. May the force be with you. We need you, Luke. This world needs you. This planet needs you. Please keep doing the work that you're doing, even if you want to stick your nose up at it, which I know you don't. It's just kind of what I'm saying, that I could feel in your inner self. But I will tell you, we need you. The planet needs you. We are in dire trouble. All of our animals, you know, they're becoming extinct. We are building and polluting everything. So please help us. Anyway, Susan, I love you, sister. And I just want to say we still have got people on the board, but we only have 10 minutes, and I kind of want to tell everybody about what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks since it's kind of off kilter for us.
Yeah, the time goes by so fast, doesn't it? I mean, it's like we have these wonderful people that we get to talk to, and then boom, the show's over.
I know. And everybody, I have your number on the last couple callers. I'm writing your number down so that if I do see you, I'm here. I will pick you up first, but let me tell you what's going to go on next week. I am so excited and proud to say that I'm taking my son, after a few tries, to New York, and he's going to the CIA, which is the Culinary Institute of America. He cooks so well that I have to go to the gym every morning at 5 o'clock, or I don't know what I'd look like. But anyway, I'm taking him up there in the snow, and we're from Florida, and I will not be here for a week. So let me give you this: what's going to happen with our shows. Tomorrow you have the fabulous Ron Cole and Kelly Kolcher. Ron is our astrologer. He's going to talk about, I think it's Mars. Tomorrow, is it Mercury? Mars. Maybe it's Mars. But he gave me a whole list of things he's going to do, and he has a reading that somebody won in chat. Tabitha, if you're listening, Tabitha, your reading is tomorrow at 1:30. And then you have Kelly, my favorite birth card. It is closely tied to astrology. Birth card, life card reading. I always say it's the Atlantean cards. She is fab, and she will be taking callers. She's going to run the show because tomorrow is my last day to start getting ready because Thursday we fly out. Next week, Monday and Tuesday, which is usually Bonnie and Susan, we have guests to come and take our show so that you won't have to be blank. We have Kelly running the shows. Monday, it's Kelly and Gary Wimmer. Gary is our stone thrower. He's the guy who developed and wrote a book called Lithromancy. He also has a book called Second in Heaven, or Second in Time and Eternity. So please look out his website. I don't have it sitting right in front of me, and that's why. I think it's A Second in Eternity by Gary Wimmer. He's fabulous. He will be doing readings. He throws his stones. It is the coolest thing if you haven't seen him or heard him. He does have his own show that is on Blog Talk. If he could go through that book, The Second in Eternity, it's too cool about what happened to him with his awakening. But he will take callers, and you'll have Kelly there with him. On Tuesday, we've got Amy the Mermaid. Amy and Kelly will be taking callers, and they will give you a different perspective of anything you want. Amy will answer questions, and Kelly, of course, reads her life card. Wednesday, you've got Ron Cole and Kelly back, and then our week ends next week. Susan and I will be back. It's March. I'm looking, and I think it's March 10th, Susan. March 10th, we're back with Susan and Bonnie, and we are going to be here March 10th and 11th, and then on the 11th, we have a surprise guest, and the only reason I'm putting a surprise guest on with Susan and I, she'll be in the last hour, is because she's a healer. She's a fabulous healer, and I'm not going to tell you who it is until Monday when I get home because I am so excited to present her that she's going to come Monday instead of waiting 3 weeks because I'm booked on Thursday with all other guests. That Thursday, which is the 13th, is going to be, by popular demand, Laura Pierrette. Laura is a sound healer. She speaks the language of light. And then the next week, we're going back to our regular schedule. And I just wanted to let you know in the next 2 weeks what was going on. So I know it's kind of, you know, I get kind of caught up if I have to give more than a week. So remember next week, Susan and I will not be on. But Kelly, our other co-host, which I love and everybody loves here, will be running the shows. She will have guests. You will have readings. And Susan and I will be back on the 10th. So everybody, I ask you to have a wonderful week. I can't wait for us to come back. You know, Susan, I'm talking a mile a minute, but you know, Susan, I'll miss you, and you know what, we'll be talking anyway. But I will always be available by phone. I know. We'll have a week hiatus, but the show must go on, and Kelly is going to run it.
Next month, we'll have the same thing. It's like I have to try to figure out how to run it from San Francisco. Hopefully we won't run into any snag with that on our Monday and Tuesday show.
Well, I know that we won't, because, sister, I'm going to come through that line and grab you. And the only reason I can't run it, you know, can't be on it for this week is because I'll be in a hotel in New York in Poughkeepsie, and I think it's 1 degrees up there. They've had snowstorms, and I can't even tell you how many storms. I don't even know if we'll have electricity.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So that's why I have not tried to think about doing the show in the hotel room. And Kelly's been so gracious and so wonderful to say she would run this week for us. And I'm so happy because, you know what, Kelly, they wait to hear Kelly. They wait for her readings, and she'll have 3 days at least. She'll be showcasing.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
She's fabulous.
Anybody that's on our listeners, please, you know, call in to Kelly. She's, for readings, Amy, too, and Ron, they're just magnificent.
Yeah, they're wonderful, wonderful, wonderful peeps. We love them. That's why we have them on our show. And we're just so happy. And thank you, Amy. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Gary, for helping us out next week. And we know you're going to have a rock and roll week. And we are just – tomorrow, Kelly, and Kelly is running our show. And I know Kelly and Ron are going to rock the world here for tomorrow, because I know Kelly loves astrology. Part of her cards are astrology. They kind of coincide with it. And she adores Ron. So I know it'll be a great show for Kelly and Ron tomorrow. And I just want to tell everybody I will miss you. I'm going to try to listen in and hear, and I might be a guest caller if I can get through and nobody needs me.
God.
Yeah, I might call you from frigid New York. That I'm really excited because I'm going to go back in April. From Poughkeepsie, and I'm going back in April, and in fact, I'm going to meet one of our callers who is just such a fabulous guy. I just adore him and love him, and you'll know who it is when I tell you. It's Glenn Cakely. He is also an author. He's also a fabulous healer. And we hope that in March he will come back and do another show with us. So I'm going to be up there in April to see him. But I will not cancel any shows, so it'll be between my shows that I actually go up there. And I'm so excited to have all of you with us, to have so many listeners and callers really love our show. We get little Facebook mail, and we get mail even from Blog Talk. Please go and like us. Please go in and let us know how you like the show and what you'd like to hear. Susan and I we just love doing this, and we hope it comes through. And we love that you let us in to see your Akashic records. I mean, Susan, how cool was today? I mean, how cool was that?
I know, you know, every time that, of course, when we get to share someone else's soul record, is that we feel so blessed and honored because, you know, we're all one soul family. And as we see, you know, your life purpose unfold, it becomes so apparent how all of us are trying to work together in order to heal one another and to raise our consciousness. It's just so cool. And they're all so different and interesting.
Yes, and we hope everybody, I have 60 seconds, I hope everybody that has a reading with us, everybody that has their soul records open, the Akashic records open, that they have taken away something that will help them in this lifetime, because that's why we do it. We love you. We adore our fans. We adore our callers and listeners. We are so happy. That's why we do this, because we want to help. We want to raise the vibration, too, even though we know Luke is here to raise the vibration of the environment and the air and all that we live around. Susan and I are here to raise the vibration, too. So all us light workers are, and we just love when we can help somebody. To all our light workers and everybody that listen, thank you, thank you. We love you all, and please have a very fabulous week. So I'm going to say
party on.
Party on. Rock on, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.